Hey. Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. Today, we are also going to be speaking on another interesting topic. And what are we speaking on today? Journalism in Nigeria. Journalism in Nigeria has taken a turn. I wouldn't even say for the worse. Let me just say, right now, we have a lot of Nigerian journalists that are stuck. They are like a deer that has been flashed with headlights. They are just immobile. They are not moving. Neither are they going forward or they are coming back. A lot of the time, we have so many informations that are unreported by our journalists. So many things that are going on in Nigeria that are unreported by our journalists. I remember growing up in the city of Lagos. My dad always buys a Punch newspaper on a daily basis. Then there was this Tell magazine. Then we used to read sensational. Well, after he reads his newspaper, he will pass it on to us, the children. He makes sure that we always read newspapers every day. Or Tell magazines anytime he gets it. We read stories about what is going on in the country, investigating journalism, in-depth analysis of stories. We were informed. We were not ignorant. Nowadays, a lot of journalists are, I don't know what's going on. There are sometimes they will tell you, oh, we can't report this news, oh, because it's a sensitive issue, it's not confirmed, so we cannot report this. Or this I've investigated this story, my boss is not flight, so I can't take it further. Now, the role of journalists as the fourth estate of the realm, meaning that they are in a position, they are not non-governmental actors. They are not elected individuals, but they play a very vital role in providing information to the general populace, to the government, to even other communities, so that people are informed, and by being informed, they will be able to make informed decisions. And this will also help in holding our government accountable. Now, they say that the role of journalism touches upon social responsibility. Now, from my understanding of journalism or development journalism, it's of twofold. On the one hand, it seeks to support government policy instead of picking it apart or picking it to pieces. But at the same time, development journalism also seeks to be critical of government in order to hold it accountable. Now, adversarial journalism in Nigeria or any other country in the world has its drawback. But Nigerian journalists, even though they are objectives, and they try to be objective nowadays, but they battle with a lot of things. Like if a journalist finds a new story and then he wants to publish it, you know, he can be battling with an owner or a publisher that will say, no, I don't want to go there. You know, the minister in charge of that ministry is my friend. Or the government will say, no, if you publish that, we are going to revoke your license and that and that. Now, freedom of the press is an issue in and of itself. But how did this happen? I know that government, a lot of autocratic government, the first thing they do when they want to hold on to power is to cut short the powers of the press, so that the journalists most of the time will be defending themselves this way or that way, maybe in court, maybe when they are sentenced or they are imprisoned, you know, so they will not have time to report on what the government is doing. Or they can even bring out draconian laws that will weaken the powers of the press in order to report. But again, our journalists, there's na spoil matter, all this brown envelope reporting. That is why, in some cases, even when you carry out your investigation, you follow the Freedom of Information Act in getting information and everything, you may be seen to be, sometimes the government will say, oh, this person was paid by my political opponent to blackmail me. Because you have allowed politics to enter into your profession. You are no longer neutral. Now, Majority of the proprietors or publishers or owners of media houses or media outfits in Nigeria, they are very political by nature. Either they belong to political parties, they enjoy political privileges or perks, or they know one or two big guys who they joy with, and they cannot go ahead and do anything against them in order not to spoil the friendship. Now, their roles and responsibilities have now been given a new form of glasses. The glass of, is this person that I'm reporting against, reporting about my friend, my friend's friend? Is he an influencer that can stop me from getting a chieftaincy title? What, one way or the other, is very murky. This is what I would say. Journalism has degenerated in Nigeria in the last few years. Most of the things that we find reported are on social media, which is largely has little or no control. And in most cases, they report fake news. And how wouldn't this thrive when the people who are given the mandate by this social responsibility to verify this story or even report them, even when these stories are verified, most of the time they'll say, my hands are tied. You know, the freedom of information law is still in theory, it's not in practice. I don't think I can do this, my boss will not allow me. Or even the boss will say no. What am I trying to say in essence? We can't have good governance when the press is behaving like an ostrich. Your heads are buried in the sand. You believe if your heads are buried there, you will not see the danger when it comes, so it won't harm you. See, there's a popular saying, first they came for the Jews and I did nothing. I think next time they will probably come for the journalists, and then you will know that something needs to be done. No matter how difficult it is, you still have a responsibility to the general populace, even to the government themselves, because the government may think, okay, we are doing it right, this is what the people want. But if you don't report it, for them to know that, oh, because you are, at the end of the day, you are actually the voice of the real populace, they will be able to know, and they know the feelings of the people. Perhaps they will now revert their policy in a way that it will be more acceptable, it will work better for the benefit of everybody. So this is my take this morning. I just urge Nigerian journalists to light that fire in their belly, grow that iron, grow it and do your job for government and for the people. Thank you. And this is still Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, and I still remain your host, Barrister Josephine. Until I come again to bring another interesting episode, I say bye.